Okay, I hope you can hear me. I'm outside. Oh, 1 second, please. Okay, no, the lighting's not so good. I'm outside, but hopefully you can hear me. So, from the pasuk in Yeshaya Hanavi that says "Daber Dover," that Dibur is Asur, but Chazal learned Dibur Asur. Hear her mutter, thank you. Hear her mutter. Hear her is permissible, which means you're not allowed to discuss business matters on Shabbos, but you are, a pidin, allowed to think about them. It's not usur if a person wants to think about the business deal he's working on, or the case that he's litigating, or whatever it is. He wants to think about his work on Shabbos. It's not usur. Dibur usur. To talk about it is usur. Hear her mutter. And within that is even, you're allowed to, let's say you have a field, the Gemara says you have a field, and you want to you take a look at your field to see what needs to be done, where some work might need to be done on the fence to help, or where some, you know, some improvements or some work, some lach on the field. So you're allowed to think, not only to think about it, but you're even allowed to survey it and take a look, as long as it's not obvious. If it's obvious that anybody who would see you would realize that's what you're doing, because you're walking around and you're bending down and you're snooping in, you know, you make it's obvious that you're not just passing by, but you're inspecting, that's usur, because that's already nicker, that goes out of the klal of hirhur. But if you just walk by your field and you intentionally look as you pass by to see if this or that needs to be done, or this or that was taken care of, even though you know what you're doing, but nobody else does, you can't tell, so it's mutter. So like, say you walk by your car on Shabbos and you want to check, you know, see if your tires need air. So you just casually, nonchalantly walk by without paying attention. Well, I mean, so without attracting attention, without, you don't bend down, to go over and bend down by the tire and look. It's obviously that you're looking at something on your car that you can't do. But if you just walk by your car and you glance in the direction of your car, and to look at the tires, or to look if the window needs cleaning or whatever, that's mutter to do. These things are mutter. And anything else that's together, just hear her, that you're just thinking about it, or even like looking, or but looking over, but not making it obvious, is mutter to do on Shabbos. However, it's not a mila, and it's not preferred. Now, the Gemara, there's a drasha, Chazal may have a drasha, which is actually, Rashi brings it in last week's parsha by the Aseres Hadibros, where it says, "Zochas Yom HaShabbos Likacho, Sheshes Yomim Tavol V'Sisikom Lachtecha." 6 days you should do all your malacha. So Rashi brings the drasha Chazal that when it then says, "V'Yom Hashvi'i Shabbos Hashem Lekecha, Sheshes Yomim Tavol Lachtecha, V'Yom Hashvi'i Shabbos Hashem Lekecha." That when it comes to Yom HaShabbos, it's Yehei Be'Einecha. It should be in your eyes. Ki'ilu Kom Lachtecha Suya. It should be. You should view it and consider it as if all your malach is done, meaning try to take your, shut your mind down, you know, close your brain from the business compartment, and that's it. Ignore it, forget about it. It's Shabbos and there's nothing active you can do, and one of that, even though we say, well, I could think things out, it, you know, I have a time, some quiet time to think over my, some strategy, or to decide on, to think over a proposal someone gave me. He wants to buy my building for $6 million, and I have to think about it. Is that the best move, or should I? You know, yeah, I think theoretically you could gain from that, but it's not what the Eibishter wants from us. Shabbos, forget about it. Shabbos, put everything aside. Make believe. Try to make believe that there's nothing left to do, and all your work is done. That is the mila. It's not an easy mila. In fact, my father, he told me that he was an attorney. He worked as an attorney for many, many years, and he told me it was the hardest thing, that on Friday, you know, going into Shabbos, to turn his brain off from his work. You know, he'd be litigating cases or be working on, you know, whatever it is, things for the company that he worked for, and or probably more so when he was actually in the middle of a case, of a litigation, and he's thinking, you know, what, now I have a couple of days off. What should I say next? What should be my strategy? You know, that witness testified like this. How do I get him to, you know, if I think he's lying, but how do I bring it up? says the hardest thing to shut off his mind on Shabbos. He didn't do any malach. He didn't go to work. He didn't go to off. Nothing. But to shut his mind off was the biggest challenge. And the Gemara brings a maisa with the chassid echad, and this chassid once noticed on Shabbos that he had a field which he grew crops, and he noticed there was a breach in the fence, and a breach in the fence could be very destructive and very damaging to his financial well-being, because animals could get in and eat the crops, ganovim could get in, etc. So he made a mental note that after Shabbos he has to take care of it. And then he realized, what am I doing? Shabbos, I'm thinking about on Shabbos that I'm going to take care of during the week. So he decided to penalize himself, even though he did nothing wrong, up he didn't. But he wasn't living up to the highest madrega. So he decided he would penalize himself and he would not do anything about it during the week. That's it. He thought about it on Shabbos to fix it, so I'm not going to fix it. And whatever will be, will be. It's my drag of a chassid. This is not, necessarily for every person to do, because, like I said, it could have been potentially very, very damaging, financially. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him, and a tzlaf plant grew right in the spot where there was the breach, and the tzlaf plant, I forget how they translate it into English, tzlaf plant, but the tzlaf plant, it filled up the entire area that was without missing the fence, and it totally blocked off the blocked passage for animals or people. It was perfect, and he had tremendous parnasa from that itself, because the slav plant has a lot of different things. It has fruit, and the other parts of it besides the edible fruit are also valuable for use in other ways. So he had parnasa from it. Not only didn't he suffer, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him, and he had tremendous parnasa from this slav plant for a long time. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So to show us the mila of treating Shabbos like nothing to do, no malacha. I mean, if I think about malacha, like you said, he got no benefit from it. I would add that the Sefer Ben Yehoyada, which is a sefer on the Agadato parts of the Gemara, not the non-halacha parts, the parts that are Agadah to tell over Maisim and Hashkafis. So Sefer Ben Yehoyada, which was written by the Ben Ishchai, he writes there, Alpi, whatever it is, Sod or Kabbalah, that this man, this Chassid Echad, was actually a Gilgul of Slavchad. Slavchad is the one, according to common belief, and according to one town in the Shas, Slavchad is the one who was Mechal Shabbos, and the only one that says Vayhi. What's the pasuk? The Klal Yisrael discovered that there was a man who was mekoshesh eitzim. Whether that means he was gathering twigs or he was carrying or whatever he was doing exactly, he was doing some sort of malacha b'yom Shabbos. He was brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was put to death. He was stoned, and they say, there were, at least according to some pshat mechazal, he was mechavan l'shem shemayim. He wanted to show people that Kadosh Baruch Hu means business, and Moshe Rabbeinu means business, and Chil Shabbos is deservant and will get you the death penalty. So he sacrificed his own life by being Mechal Shabbos in order that he should be put to death, and so that nobody else should do it. But Lemaisa was Chil Shabbos, and Lemaisa said, Klai Yisrael wasn't, I think that was the second Shabbos, right? He says, had Klai Yisrael kept two Shabbos, there would have been Nigel right away, but he was Mechal Shabbos. So anyway, so says the Ben Ishchai that this Oso Chassid was a Gilgul of Slavchad. He was a reincarnation. He had the neshama of Slavchad, and he was brought back to this world to be mesakin his chait of Chil Shabbos, and he's mesakin it by going above and beyond, by going not only to keeping Shabbos, but he was a chassid. He went above and beyond the halachas of Shabbos, and he did what I told you he did. He didn't even benefit from a thought that he had on Shabbos, and that he connects it to the fact that it was the tzlaf plan. The tzlaf plan grew in his thing, and he was Slavchad. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. Anyway, be it as it may, so the bottom line, the halach is that it's mutter to think about your business matters on Shabbos, and you don't have to punish yourself if you did, but it's a mila not to, and it's a madrega not to. One should attempt not to. One should try to be mekayim the words of Chazal that say that when it comes to Yom Shvi, it should be as if everything is done not to dig about it, not to worry about it, not to think about it, and have bitachon that Hashem will take care of you during this, during the, you know, the 6 days of the week. Everything will get done. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, everyone. Tomorrow night. Yeah, Beis Hashem, tomorrow night, hopefully to be on normally. Beis Hashem. Kol tov. Bye-bye.